listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, SFU's community radio station broadcasting live from Burnaby, BC.
Well, this here's the story about Cheese Please. If you like your music silly, gonna get what you need. Celebs who thought they could sing crazy remakes and kids tunes, nothing Seacrest would play. Anywhere else these songs would be teased, but we love them for their quirks, and so will you on Cheese Please. Cheese Please. Oh yes, Cheese Please.
Cheese Please. In color. Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
Hello, dear listener. It's another edition of Cheese Please, bringing you the wacky, warped, and weird. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil.
And I tell you, we are always ready to bring out the cheese to you to delight your ears back and forth between your eyes and nose and mouth.
What?
Well, that's where they are, Daffodil, right? Right.
You know. Your ears are on either side of your head unless you're a Picasso.
Yes, but they're between your eyes, nose, and mouth, right?
No, your eyes, nose, and mouth are between your ears.
So I'm a little backwards this week. I'm sorry. It's just, I'm so excited as we're profiling an album by a guy named Stevedore Steve.
Okay.
That's what I said when I picked it up at the thrift store. Stevedore Steve? Apparently, he's going to talk about hardworking men, as we're profiling on the show this week. On top of that, in the Limburger Lounge. Oh, it was a hit in the early 1980s for Ronnie Millsap, but we've got the Lounge Lizard version of Lost in the 50s tonight, a little later on. But we're starting off with a guy. This is a German guy, I believe. He was German, wasn't he? Bent Fabric?
I'm not sure.
I wonder if he did a lot of sewing. You know, fabric.
Fabric's bent. Very flexible. I don't think it has to be bent.
Just a rather bent name. But you know what? It caught on. He had a hit with a song I can't think of right now. But we're not going to play it, though.
No, we're going to play the bad stuff.
Yeah. The Pink Elephant a little later on. But we're starting off with the Dipsy Doodle. Right here on...
It's Cheese, Please!
Thank you. a show for the inner geek in all of us. Pocket protectors and all.
You are a strange little man.
Cheese, please.
With Ben Fabric and the Pink Elephant. Before that, we had the Dipsy Doodle, also by Ben Fabric. And I should mention, a song I couldn't think that actually hit the top 40 was Alley Cat. Back in 1963, I believe. Something like that. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil.
Bringing you the Wacky Warped and Weird here on Cheese, Please. You probably figured that out, right?
If you haven't figured it out by now, there's a problem.
Especially since I just told you, right, Daphne?
Exactly.
And we're focusing on this week an album we found in the thrift store, Stevedore Steve and Hard Working Men. On the show this week?
Yes.
You have some information, Daphne.
I do.
Tell me.
He was 80 when he died.
Okay.
In 2016.
Okay, sure.
And he was from St. John, New Brunswick, Canada.
Oh, that's neat. That's sort of a, if I remember my geography, when I went to school, that was a bit of, one of one of those industrial-type towns.
Yes, and also a dockyard.
There we go. Stevedores.
Stevedores. Shipping.
Yeah, I can put the two dots together, right?
Yes, you can, and draw a straight line. he had four albums.
Sure.
He actually had his own TV show.
Really?
In Toronto on the CBC.
Wow. That's a big deal in the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation.
And he was very good friends with Stomp and Tom Connors.
I can see that.
Yeah, they kind of have a little bit of a tone to them.
Which is another Canadian icon.
Stevedore Steve actually had a lighthearted tune, which we're not playing.
No.
But called Lester the Lobster.
It wasn't on the album, Daffodil.
I know.
We're profiling the album.
This was before that.
Oh, okay.
It was a big hit for him.
Okay.
And his wife said that song paid their rent.
Really? Wow. So we're going to have to find it and give them a couple more bucks to pay their rent.
I think so.
And shortly, we're going to have the Ballad of Giant McCaskill. But we're starting off the set with I'm a Truck Driver, right here on
Cheese, Please.
drove rubber all across this land. I wheeled from Halifax to Van. Even had my rig up the old Alcan. I'm a truck driver. I've pulled everything that a rig can haul. And I've had them jackknife, skid, and stall. And kept on driving right through it all. I'm a truck driver. Well, ease her up and gear her down. We're coming on top of another town. There's another truck stop right around the hill. I can't stay long, gotta get on back. So that's one cup of coffee strong and black. That's one cup of coffee and two, three more pills. There isn't a road that I don't own. I pull through rain, sleet, and snow. And I stripped every gear from high to low. I'm a truck driver. I'm a tractor twister and I've done all right. And I've pulled everything from a Mack to a White. And I've weighed in full, half load and light. I'm a truck driver. Well, ease her up and gear her down. We're coming on top of another town. There's another truck stop right around the hill. But I can't stay long, gotta get all back. So that's one cup of coffee strong and black. That's one cup of coffee and two or three more pills. Get turned around, she's the cutest little gal I ever found. It's waiting for me back in T.O. Town. I'm a dear truck driver. She'd like to see me chuck this bit, but that's a long way off from where I sit. I got diesel in my blood and I can't quit. I'm a truck driver. Yeah, ease her off and gear her down. We're coming on top of another town. There's another truck stop just around the hill. But I can't stay long, gotta get all back. So that's one cup of coffee strong and black. That's one cup of coffee and two or three more pills. No woman on the face of the earth can make this old boy quit his work. I'm a wheel twist and gear jam and jerk. I'm a truck driver. I get a whiff of them diesel fumes and I hear that air horn blowing his tune. I can drive this rig clean around the moon. I'm a truck driver. Yeah, ease her up and gear her down. We're coming on top of another town. There's another truck stop right around the hill. And I can't stay long, gotta get on back. Says one cup of coffee strong and black. That's one cup of coffee and two or three more pills.
Snarf, Dude, and Daffodil
Radio Super Shock.
Born in Bonnie, Scotland, back in 1825, a young lad christened Angus came to Canada to reside. His family brought him over here when he was barely four. He brought such fame to the family name, he will live forevermore. It was McCaskill. There's nothing said about the lad till he was 12 years old. His father cussed and cuffed him for not helping with the load. The load was massive hardwood logs and Angus got quite sore. Grabbed the biggest by the middle, threw it 40 feet or more. When he was 19 years of age, some doctors from New York came to measure young McCaskill for a medical report. His mighty chest was 5'10" when measured full around. They taped his height at 7'9". His weight 400 pounds. Of all the men who came and saw and marveled at his strength, a circus man named Barnum came and signed them up at length for a worldwide tour of circus shows, to which he did agree. The Nova Scotian giant then set out across the sea. 1,200 pounds and then 13 and 14, 15 more. These solid blocks of iron, Angus lifted from the floor. Then as the grand finale on the giant's outstretched palm, on a platter danced a midget, the world-renowned Tom Thumb. But back in Nova Scotia he was challenged once again. When $1,000 bet was laid, the giant swore he'd win. Had to lift a great ship's anchor that was lying on the dock. Oh, that anchor weighed 2,000 pounds. McCaskill didn't balk.
The day was named, the time was set, and hundreds gathered there to see this man McCaskill lift the anchor in the air. The seconds dragged to minutes, and the minutes they dragged by, but inch by inch that anchor rose till he held his shoulder high. With a splintering crack and a creak and a crash, the timbers broke below, for the old wharf's wooden framework could hold its weight no more. And the 38-year-old giant now lay dying on the dock, for the fluke of the great ship's anchor, it had speared him through the back. Well, now we close this page of history, though we still look back with pride on the Nova Scotian giant, how he lived and how he died. How he carved his name in the Hall of Fame, high up for all to see. Born 1825, died 1863.
With the Ballad of Giant McCaskill. Whoa, I don't know what to say to that. Other than,
I'll say this.
What?
The Giant McCaskill was a real person.
Really? This is not like a legend?
This is not a legend. He was a real Scottish-born Canadian giant.
Oh, he was bigger than Paul Bunyan?
The 1981 Guinness Book of World Records said he was the strongest man who ever lived, the tallest non-pathological giant in recorded history at 7'9", and had the largest chest measurements of any non-obese man. At 80 inches.
Wow. So this is legit.
It's legit. He was said to be of normal stature until he went into puberty.
Oh.
And then he began to grow very rapidly, and by the time he was 20, he was 7'4".
It would be kind of cool if he's around these days. He'd be a great basketball player.
Indeed, indeed.
And before that, Steve did I'm a Truck Driver. On the show this week, my name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and we're going to play another one by the Stevedore Steve.
Well, this sort of makes sense. Stevedore Steve singing about the song of the Stevedore, right here on...
Cheese, Please!
Roll out the gangplanks and all hands aboard. Trim the derrick round, boys, hear the winches roar. And open up them hatches and we'll get this stuff ashore. We're hard, smug, and rough and tumble, rugged Stevedore. Coast, known shore to shore. No harder gang of working hands than the rugged stevedores. With their hard steel cotton hooks, they'll tackle any chore. Hard, slugging, rough and tumble, rugged stevedores. Roll out the gangplank and all hands aboard. Trim the derrick round, boys, hear the winches roar. And open up them hatches and we'll get this stuff ashore. We're hard, slugging, rough and tumble, rugged stevedores. Hard, slugging, rough and tumble, rugged stevedores. When the day's work is done on the old longshore, it's past the sheds and up the hill and through the tavern door, where they wash away the grain dust as their fathers did before. Hard, slugging, rough and tumble, rugged stevedores. Aboard. Trim the derrick round, boys, hear the winches roar. And open up them hatches and we'll get this stuff ashore. We're hard, slugging, rough and tumble, rugged stevedores. Hard, slugging, rough and tumble, rugged stevedores. Hard, slugging, rough and tumble, rugged stevedores.
Cheese, Please, with the Song of the Stevedore by Stevedore Steve. Seems appropriate.
Yes.
Ending off our profile on the Hard Working Men album of Stevedore Steve. That came out in the early 1970s, 1971-ish.
So after his big hit with the Lobster Song.
Yes, in 1968, he came out with a couple albums.
Yeah.
Here we go. We're going to have to find that Lobster Song. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and you are listening to your weekly dose of the wacky, the warped, and the weird that we refer to as Cheese, Please.
Oh, open the door to the lounge, Daffodil. Here we go.
Hey, we're roaming the highways and byways, the hotels and motels, to bring you loungy cheese creeping out of the dark corner of the piano. We present live from the Limburger Lounge.
You get my earplugs in? Daffodil.
What?
Before we head into the Limburger Lounge,
I need to put in my earplugs.
Gotta put your earplugs in.
Dear listener, if you have earplugs, now's the time.
Yeah. For about 3 minutes or so, you know. You can take them out. You can even just bring them out and put your ear up to the speaker just to lie and peek and listen to how bad this is.
Or maybe just walk to the other side of the room.
There's an idea.
So you're close enough to sort of hear it, but it's not blaring into your ear.
There's an idea. I have a lot of echo in between the two, so it sort of disappears as the farther you move away from the speaker.
Also not a bad plan.
The group was Rebels Without a Cause.
Well, if they had a cause, maybe they wouldn't have sang the song.
Possibly. The song is Lost in the 50s Tonight, made famous by Ronnie Millsap in the early 80s. This is the Rebels Without a Cause version on
Cheese Blues.
Close your eyes and baby, follow my heart. Call on the memories here in the dark. We'll let the magic take us away, back to the feelings we shared when they played in the steel. Precious hours, we know can't survive. Love's all that matters while the past is alive. Now and for always, till time disappears, we'll hold each other ever we hear.
With the Rebels Without a Cause. in our Limburger Lounge and Lost in the 50s tonight.
Was not as bad as I was expecting.
No, nothing that a little alcohol can't fix.
This is true. In the Limburger Lounge, the drinks flow freely.
Yes, yes, absolutely. Who picks up the bar tab, though?
The performer.
Well, that's sort of justice, isn't it?
It is.
You want them to actually listen to it. A little alcohol, no big deal, right?
A little booze makes everybody happy.
But the question is, Daffodil, are you drinking alcohol?
No, I don't drink alcohol.
Neither do I. It's kind of funny, you know? We talk about it a bit, but we don't drink at all. That's why we use the earplugs.
Yes, yeah, because it helps.
But in all honesty, though, in all fairness, that wasn't half bad. Overall.
No, it was not half bad overall. I have heard way worse in the lounge.
Yeah. Why did we put it in the lounge?
I don't know. You made that decision.
Oh, yeah. Maybe I was a little alcoholish.
You were a little caffeine drunk.
Yeah. Caffeine drunk, I can make sense. That would make sense. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and you are listening to Cheese Please as we slowly wend our way to the end of another show.
Slowly?
Very slowly. Although it is your tornado on the radio, so sometimes it's pretty quick how we get here.
But sometimes it's really slow. Right?
Sometimes.
Okay. Well, let's just sit here and have some silence here.
No silence.
And the sounds of the room we're in, and here in the bunker, and
No.
You sure?
Yes, I'm sure because you have to trigger the tube.
Yes, I suppose.
Don't forget to trigger the tube.
Okay, that's fine. Here we go. Yes. Oh, here comes the tube, the pneumatic tube. There.
Open the door. And pull out the tube.
Gotta take the top off first. There. And we take the piece of paper out that tells us what to play. Rather worn piece of paper. But it is here. We have Cliffy Stone talking about popcorn, or actually singing about popcorn, ending off the show this week. Until next week, folks.
Have fun and stay cheesy.
Now here's a funny story, hope you understand. Listen very closely if you possibly can. It's a story of two popcorn kernels in a red hot pan. One turned to the other and said, "Hey man, I'm too poop to pop and I ain't lying. I'm too poop to pop, just laying here frying. Salt and butter's ready and the fire's hot, but seems like I'm just too poop to pop. Too poop to pop and I ain't playing possum. I'm too poop to pop and I do wanna blossom. Don't like the bottom, wanna get up on top, but seems like I'm just too poop to pop. State, that's where I was born. I really truly came up from a fine ear of corn. My mama and my papa were a wonderful crop. You should have seen them blow up when they put them in the pot. But I'm just too poop to pop and I ain't lying. I'm too poop to pop, just laying here frying. Don't like the bottom, wanna get up top, but seems like I'm just too poop to pop.
Cheese Please, your weekly sample of DeWacky, DeWarped, and DeWeird was produced by Snarf Dude and Daffodil, but was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog for Scottsdale and Production. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, inviting you back next week as we help to spread the cheese.
Thank you.